It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Phil Kleiman. Phil, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Now, Phil Kleiman is just recently endorsed by the District 24 Republicans to run for the U.S. House of, I should say, not the U.S. House, but the State House of Representatives. We don't want you to jump too quickly into the federal thing. But anyway, Phil received the endorsement from District 24 Republicans to run as a state legislator in the North Dakota House. And Phil, before we get into kind of your political feel and take on things, let's talk a little bit about you and where you come from and what you do for a living.
Okay, Steve. I'm happy to do that. Actually, I am retired now just this year, and it feels pretty good. I mean, I thought I was just going to retire and I was going to use that fishing boat that I've got.
Yeah.
And I like to hunt. I like to fish. And I'll be honest, that's kind of what I figured would happen when I hit. I'm 64, and I've worked for 55 years, and so that's kind of what I had kind of foreseen, but life has a way of changing things. So, yeah, I think my fishing boat might be collecting dust this summer. I'm going to have my work cut out for me, Steve. I guess 40 years of in the freight business, UPS freight to be exact, other freight companies, but I ran the road hauling freight. It's funny, the year of 1996, which was a brutal year up here, I earned the title on CB. You know, you give truckers all get titles, handles, we call them. But Fargo Phil was my handle because I ran Fargo to Omaha and back pulling doubles and triples. And that was a brutal winter, you know. And so I earned that title. I don't know if you remember that one and the flooding and the...
Yeah, it was terrible.
Anyway, so... Yeah, that's what I did that for most of my life. Then I became a driver trainer, hazmat trainer, safety director for UPS Freight in just before I retired. So I got to take young drivers out I think it would have been in 2015, I retired from that. Went into business with my son and a partner here in town. We owned a small construction company, snow removal business. Worked with those guys for about 6 years, swinging a hammer and building. We've done a number of homes and businesses here in town. And I think we have a good reputation. I won't throw names out there, but anyway, so I just retired from that. And, you know, I've never been political, Steve, ever. My wife and I are very conservative. We're Christians. Even though I've been a full-time, you know, employee, I've never, but we've been heavily involved in for 40 years. I'm an artist on the side, and so I do chalk talks for kids.
Oh.
So my wife and I have traveled and done Christian camps, Bible camps from the northern parts of Minnesota to the Ozarks, Oklahoma, whatever. So we've done been heavily involved in youth work, kids camps, jail ministry. That's really our front burner. That's our passion. And that won't end. I mean, this is something we do and we enjoy doing it. So, but we were never political. But then when we came to Valley City, we've been here 6 years, and my wife actually had a little time on her hands, and so I said, well, why don't you go, you know, donate a little time over at the Republican Party and see what they need. And that was kind of the door that drew us in, and then we became more involved. We went into the trenches, and for 6 years we've been in the trenches doing the, I guess, the grunt work, you know, fundraising and putting up signs and putting on conventions and, you know, be there to set up tables and shut the lights off when it's done. So
kind of the grassroots efforts done. Then, you know, kind of like a grassroots.
Thank you. Yeah.
So,
yeah, we've just been at the grassroots and we've been happy with that. You know, I've had plenty of things to do in life. And so I said, well, this is something we can do at a grassroots level to make a difference. And,
Phil,
you know, I am a Republican. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Phil, let's get into your political philosophy before we run out of time here. Just tell us a little bit about your philosophy and, of course, what encouraged you to run for this position.
Sure. Well, I guess if I summed myself up, you know, I'm 64. I guess I'm kind of a dyed-in-the-wool Reagan Republican. I mean, I'm just a... I believe in just those basic traditional Republican values, you know, small government, personal responsibility, and those two have to go together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not a people, and our founding fathers knew that, if we're not a people of virtue and personal responsibility, smaller government doesn't work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as we lose that virtue, you know, it creates more weight on the government. And our founding fathers were pretty smart individuals, and they knew that was true, that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you know, those things could only be used to govern a people that had a conscience. And, you know, sadly, we see, you know, terrible things happen in the news, and the next day we need five more laws, you know, to try to keep ourselves safe from each other. But anyway, so, you know, basic Second Amendment, I'm a big Second Amendment guy. I'm a hunter, but I also believe that they didn't give me that right so that I could hunt a deer. You know, that right was given because the founders knew that, you know, the fact is that the human heart yearns for power. And we have a lot of thousands of years of history, of human history, that has taught us that, you know, despots and tyrants. You know, somebody said power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That hasn't changed, you know. Power. We seek it, and so you know our founders wrote into those foundational documents, you know, the Bill of Rights and et cetera, limits and restraints on government and its power, and so we see today, in my opinion, a relentless attack on that. And on those foundational stones, I call them. And so, you know, Second Amendment. I'm a big Second Amendment guy because I think the founders knew, you know, I say it this way, you know, all of those rights, you know, from the right of the rights that you have, Steve, to run a station and the right to freedom of speech, which is so important, you know, to the right of, you know, to be free from, to be secure in my home against unreasonable search and seizures, et cetera. You know, all of those rights are kind of like a picture, but it's that Second Amendment to me, Steve, is like the nail it hangs on, you know, the right to bear arms. And, I think my founders knew that. And, you know, you take away that right to bear that arm, you're kind of at the mercy of whoever. So, you know, I'm a big Second Amendment guy. Like I said, I'm pro-life, strong military and law enforcement, absolutely. Balanced budget, fiscal responsibility, energy independence. You know, it breaks my heart to see what's happened in the last year, that the change, the flip, you know, mm-hmm. where... Now we're having to go overseas begging from tyrants and despots for a barrel of oil. So I don't know if that answers your question.
It does. Yeah, it does. I see we're out of time. Thank you so much, Phil, for sharing your thoughts. I know you're a newcomer to the political ring. We're speaking with Phil Kleiman, who is a recently endorsed District 24 Republican candidate. And, of course, the June primary election comes up on June 14th. There'll be lots of candidates on there, but get a chance to get Phil's comments out there, and of course others as well as we get closer to that date. Thanks so much for sharing, Phil, and we wish you the best, okay?
Steve, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for giving that to me today.
This is Phil Kleiman, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.